Orange and yellow words appear. Nickelodeon presents. An aerial view pans over leafy green trees in a forest. Then large stone letters fade in. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
My brother Noah says this temple is magical. Full of legends that come to life. Kings and warriors and some ancient civilization that needs our help.
A tram passes under a sign that reads, Hidden Temple Park.
But Noah is obsessed. He hasn't stopped talking about the legends of the Hidden Temple since we got here. So, here we are. What a vacation.
A teen girl sits between two younger boys. One of the boys jumps up as the tram comes to a stop.
Tram's still in motion. Safety first. Which reminds me, here's your safety tote, Noah.
Ugh, Arctic Tundra foot spray, water shoes, flashlights, bear spray?
And there's a helmet.
Seriously, Dad? How come only I have to bring one of these?
Because you're the only one here who leaps before he looks.
I look before I leap.
You literally just try to leap off of a moving tram. Okay, Sadie is in charge while Dad and I go to the spa, okay?
Okay, understood. Sadie, the sitter, is in charge, as usual.
Okay, good. We'll meet right back here.
Right here.
Okay, spa.
Last one to the temple's a dingbat! Hey, wait for me!
Let's go! Come on, the show's about to start!
Well, I guess that makes me the dingbat.
Sadie exits the tram and follows the boys.
All right! Thank you! Thank you very much! Well, nice to see you. Welcome to the Hidden Temple. I'm your guide, Kirk Fogg. Now, who's ready for the adventure of a lifetime?
I am me! This is gonna be so epic!
Okay, follow me.
At the doors of the stone temple.
According to legend, these doors can only be opened with the magical pendant of life. But you're in luck, because I happen to have some right here. And now, there you go.
Kirk tosses large carved pendants of life toward the tourists.
Pot of gold. All right. Thank you very much. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll pick up right where we left off, and we'll do it right after lunch.
Kirk smiles at the audience as they disperse.
Great show.
Come on, let's go.
Adventurous. Really? Try boring.
You think this is all fake, don't you?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a theme park.
Sadie furrows her eyebrows.
Wait, you don't actually believe in this stuff, do you?
Well, not this part. But the legend? The legend, that's real. And I plan to prove it.
Okay, Noah, how exactly do you plan to prove that this is real?
Noah turns to Kirk, then back to Sadie and his younger brother Dudley.
By talking to others who believe.
Noah walks up to Kirk.
Come on, Dudley. Let's go.
Addressing Kirk.
Excuse me, when do we actually get to go inside the temple?
Inside? Never, I'm afraid. It's closed to the public.
Kirk picks up one of the pendants from the ground and drops it into a bag.
Years ago, some people went in, never came out. Nobody knows why. Some people say it was an accident. Others say the temple's cursed. It's been blocked off ever since.
Oh, got it.
Noah picks up one of the pendants of life.
Oh. Did you make this?
Yeah, I did. Be careful, the paint smears.
It's split in two, just like the real thing. This is the ancient glyph for Pendant of Life. King Olmec's magical pendant, right?
Yeah, right. Not a lot of people know that. I'm impressed.
I love this stuff. I've studied this world. Did you also know that this half represents Olmec's evil son, Thak, and this half represents his good son, Zuma?
Now I'm really impressed. I've led this tour since 1995, and nobody knows this.
I'm kind of obsessed with the legends of the Hidden Temple. The dreaded temple guards. The Shrine of the Silver Monkey. I could go on and on.
He touches the large stone doors.
I just wish I could actually go inside. Legend says you only get one chance to make it right.
He turns back to Kirk.
Wait, Have you been inside?
Briefly. I could have stayed. I should have. But I was afraid, and if I was to go back and do it all over again, though, I would. But I didn't come back totally empty-handed. I found something in there.
Kirk holds up a tattered, discolored map.
Lid of the Pendulum. Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
Right.
This is amazing.
Whoever follows this map can break the curse.
Kirk Fogg's next tour to begin in 5 minutes.
Sorry, got a group to teach.
He gives the map to Noah, who looks up and smiles.
Hold on to that for me.
Dudley returns with a soft drink and a t-shirt draped over his shoulder.
Hey, I know you're feeling a bit down. So, I bought you a green monkey shirt at the gift shop.
He holds it up.
Totally bananas, right? What do you got there? You're not gonna believe this.
Noah trades the map for the shirt.
This is cool. A map of the hidden temple?
Yeah, it's this way. Come on.
Noah wears the green shirt under his jacket. Sadie watches the boys approach a fence.
Seriously? Oh, you guys are in big trouble.
The two brothers pass through a wooded area.
The entrance should be up here.
As the kids touch the walls, Sadie dashes over.
This is a restricted area. What are you doing?
Me? What are you doing?
Getting you two out of here. Even though I don't want to be responsible.
I didn't want you to be either.
So how about you just don't?
No. I'm in charge. I'm sorry, but what I say goes. And this time, I'm putting my foot...
They fall through a trap door. Meanwhile, Kirk returns to the front of the temple.
Sorry about that. There was a scheduling mix-up. Hey, kid?
Below ground, the kids explore the dark area where they landed.
What just happened? Where are we? My phone. My phone's gone. Where is my phone?
Holy moly. The steps of knowledge. The actual steps of knowledge.
Startled, the trio jumps back.
Hello?
The view whips around the room.
Who's there? Ah!
They look around frantically and grab sticks off the floor. They hold the sticks like weapons as a small green monkey reveals itself.
It's just a green monkey.
You say green monkey like it's a normal thing.
He's angry! He's green and he's angry!
Relax!
Dudley drops a stick.
He was introducing himself. His name is Mikey.
Dudley, you can't speak monkey.
Actually, I can. Millipede, monkey, and a little mouse. The only language I refuse to learn is snake, because snakes scare me more than anything else on the planet.
I still can't believe it. The steps of knowledge. This is incredible.
Yeah. Well, whether or not you believe it, we still have to get out of here.
Sadie discards her stick, then examines a tall rock.
Okay. You're just gonna climb up this really big rock, all the way up it.
As she climbs, the room shakes. She jumps down, and the rock crumbles to reveal a pillar with a stone face and glowing red eyes.
Who dares to enter the hidden temple?
Us, Noah, Sadie, and Dudley.
I am Olmec, keeper of the temple.
Wait, the Olmec? As in King Olmec?
I was.
Now, a view pans backward over a cloud-covered forest.
We were once a thriving civilization.
Flashback. A man wears a king's crown and holds the pendant of life.
The day had come for me to give the empire to my beloved son, Zuma.
The two men, King Olmec and Zuma, look out from atop the large temple.
I knew Zuma would be a great king and take good care of our people. Just as Zuma was about to inherit the powerful pendant and with it the throne, We're attacked by a ruthless band of banished temple guards.
The guards storm the temple.
They want to steal the pendant for their evil leader, my other son, Thak.
Silhouetted by golden light, Thak marches into the temple, revealing his war-painted face.
Father. Brother.
The other men charge toward Olmec and Zuma. A battle ensues.
Zuma fought bravely, but I knew it was a matter of time until the pendant fell into the wrong hands.
Olmec holds out the pendant, and a blast of gold light knocks back the attacking guards. Zuma and Thak get to their feet as Olmec tosses the pendant into the air. Thak's sword splits the pendant in half. The brothers catch one half each.
It was brother versus brother, with our entire civilization at stake.
Zuma dashes down a tunnel, removes a metal cuff from his arm, tosses it to the ground, and runs away.
If Thak were to get his hands on both halves of the pendant, his power would be unstoppable.
Thak picks up the cuff, then leads the guards down the tunnel.
And so, I made a choice.
Olmec sits on his throne and punches his chest, igniting streams of gold, fiery light. Thak and his men pause in the tunnel as the lights surround them. Light engulfs Thak and the other warriors, turning them to stone. In another room, Zuma turns toward the oncoming wall of light. As it surrounds the young man, he clutches one half of the pendant, then turns to stone.
I turned my entire civilization to stone, frozen in time, protected, until the two halves of the pendant could be restored.
Now in present day, Olmec's eyes glow red.
So, are you here to free my people?
Sadie draws Noah away by the shoulders.
No, I'm really sorry. But we were actually on our way out just before you.
She gestures.
Yeah, and if you could just show us the exit.
Shh. Actually, Olmec, that is why we're here. To save your people.
Noah, what are you doing?
Don't you see? The legend is real. He needs us. We're his only hope.
If you are to bring my people back to life, you must retrieve the Pendant of Life from the temple and place it where my heart once was. But beware, the temple is made up of hundreds of dangerous rooms. A single error could lead to death.
Oh, I hear that, Mikey.
The first half of the pendant is in the room of the ancient warriors. The second is in the treasure room.
Are those rooms where Thak and Zuma are right now?
That is correct. You may proceed down the steps of knowledge. But be warned, once you pass the threshold, the only way out is to unlock the temple with the pendant.
No, stop walking now!
Once you put the pendant together, the temple will unlock for 3 minutes. You must bring the pendant to me before that time is up. Otherwise, you will remain trapped inside for eternity.
Hold up. We get 3 minutes, or else we're trapped in here for eternity?
It's a failsafe, so nobody can steal a pendant from the temple.
Correct. You may proceed.
As the room shakes, Noah descends a few more steps.
Noah!
Now, you must decide. Bravely enter the treacherous temple and walk with the animals in the clouds, or leave through the door behind you, never to return again. The choice is yours and yours alone.
The choice is to leave, obviously.
I choose to enter.
Me too, and walk with the animals in the clouds. Not sure what it means, but it sounds fun.
Mikey lifts his hand.
Nice. Mikey's in too.
That's 3-1, Sadie.
No, stop!
You two do not get votes, okay? And certainly not the monkey. Mom and Dad put me in charge.
Yeah, but you didn't even want to be put in charge, remember?
I didn't want you to be either. I don't need Sadie the sitter.
You do when you're about to leap without looking.
I know what I'm doing. You know what? Fine. Just do whatever you want, okay?
I will.
Go right ahead.
I am. I'm going.
Noah reaches the bottom and passes through a gold force field.
Hey, wait for me! I want to go too!
Stop it!
Sadie tries to stop Dudley, but they both tumble down the stairs through the force field. They spring to their feet. Sadie attempts to go back through the barrier, but cannot.
Oh, no, 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 no!
Yes, yes,
elsewhere.
Yes, this is so relaxing.
I know, right?
The parents relax in a spring.
Thank you.
The father accepts a drink and hands one to the mother.
I sure hope the kids are having this much fun.
Back in the temple.
Guys! What have you done? We're doomed. I mean, you've locked us in here.
Why do you automatically assume we're doomed?
Maybe we'll be okay. I am capable of doing stuff, you know.
Yeah, capable of being selfish.
Oh, you want to talk selfish, Sadie?
Hey, cut it out! As much fun as it is to watch you two word slap each other, I think maybe we should focus on the task at hand. What do you say?
Noah looks to Sadie, then to Dudley, who kneels next to the monkey.
I knew you'd have my back, Mikey.
Noah holds up the map.
The only way out of here is to follow this map. Understand? It's the only way out.
Sadie watches as Noah walks off with the map. Now he shines a flashlight on the map. He turns back to Sadie and Dudley, who follow.
This way.
He leads the others down a dark, narrow tunnel. They come to a ledge which overlooks a large pit.
This is a dead end. We have to turn back, okay? There has to be another way. Another way that's closer to the ground.
No, this is how it is. All the rooms are connected. One leads to another. Some have a key that opens the door, and others have a lever or button.
But we have to go this way.
We just have to get from here, across this pit, to that door down there.
So how do we do that?
Noah lifts his gaze toward ropes that hang from the ceiling.
You're kidding.
He puts on his pack, reaches out, and grabs one of the ropes.
And you are not kidding. Awesome.
No biggie. We swing to the pillar, then we swing to the door.
Are you nuts? Do you see how high up we are right now?
There's no way that I'm gonna...
There's no way that I'm gonna let you guys do this by yourselves.
Sadie grabs a rope and takes a few steps back. Dudley picks up the monkey and puts it on his shoulder, then joins his sister, who puts an arm around him.
Hey, guys. Let's go. Jump on three. One, two, three!
They lift off and the ropes snap. The three kids plummet toward the bottom of the pit. They land in a fluffy pile of leaves. They get to their feet and brush themselves off.
You guys okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, it turns out
it's not the heights that's the problem, it's the falling.
Where are we exactly?
The pit of despair.
Why do they call it that?
The room shakes and Dudley falls back.
Never mind.
I get it. We gotta get out of here.
Rising to his feet, Dudley touches the wall and darts fly at the kids.
What just happened?
You just activated the pit's ancient security system.
Darts.
I did?
Human skulls litter the ground. Noah picks one up and throws it at a wall. A dart flies out from behind and nails the skull to the wall. The kids approach the wall to inspect the skull.
I did. So, now, we try to climb out of here, we'll get shot with darts.
Yep. Nobody touch anything.
Wow. Could this get any worse?
They jump back.
What was that?
Then discover a caged area with a large figure inside.
It looks like a red jaguar.
As they run, Dudley's leg presses another button. Gears turn, and the cage door slowly begins to rise.
And it just got worse.
The brothers look up as Mikey climbs the darts like a ladder.
Hey, look! How come Mikey isn't getting shot with darts?
Would you stop it with the monkey?
Dudley, you're a genius!
I am?
Mikey's not touching the wall, he's touching the darts! Maybe we can climb out using the darts too!
How is that gonna work?
With a little Arctic Tundra foot spray? Come on!
Noah sprays a wall and a dart shoots out.
Don't just stand there, spray! Come on, I'll look for another can!
They use the spray to draw the darts to the walls, forming a new ladder.
Guys, the gate's gonna open any second! We're not gonna make it!
Sadie grabs a skull from the ground.
Start climbing! I have an idea!
She uses it to jam the gears.
Yes, it worked! It totally worked!
The skull crumbles into pieces, and the gears begin to turn. While the boys climb, the jaguar crawls under the opening gate. Sadie dashes over to the makeshift dart ladder and climbs.
Sadie, watch out!
The jaguar draws near, and the dart under Sadie breaks.
Gotcha!
Noah grabs her hand, and she climbs the rest of the way up.
Come on!
The trio watch from the platform above.
What do we do now?
The platform rocks.
We just figured it out!
Come on, guys, lean towards the door!
It's leaning! Keep leaning!
Over there!
The trio use their weight to shift the platform back and forth. Mikey, Sadie, and the boys crash through a wooden door. They land hard on the other side. They get to their feet.
This way, guys. Okay.
Now in a tunnel, Noah shines a flashlight.
Let me check where we are.
Sadie puts a hand on Dudley's shoulder, who reaches for a button on a wall.
Why don't we all just step away from the buttons?
Okay.
Good call, Sadie.
Dudley walks over the sandy ground ahead of the others, then begins to sink.
Sadie?
Dudley! Sadie, don't run! Find the...
quicksand bog!
Guys! Stop moving! It'll only make it worse!
Sadie races over to Dudley and falls into the quicksand. Noah tries to reach for his brother's hand, then jumps back.
Just something! Push a button!
Are you crazy? Do what just happened back?
We're already sinking! Just do it!
He presses a button, and they sink further.
What are we gonna do?
He firmly presses another.
Anything!
Noah slams his hand on a weathered stone button carved with ancient symbols. Moments later, sand pours from the wall and fills the room, lifting Sadie and Dudley from the pit. Sadie hugs Dudley. Relieved, Noah runs to join them. Above, the flow of sand from the chute stops.
You guys okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
The adventure continues.
Okay.
Damn, that was close.
Sadie hesitates, then follows her brothers into the next room, where Noah's flashlight illuminates a statue's face. Sadie turns him away, then takes a flashlight from his pack and turns it on. The trio proceed into the statue-lined room.
These statues give me the creeps.
This is great news.
Why are creepy statues great news?
No, not that they're creepy, that they're here. This is the room of the ancient warriors. The first half of the pendant is somewhere in this room. The question is, where?
They scan the room. As Dudley explores the dim area, he discovers an orange and black creature. He jumps and falls backward.
Ah! Oh, stop! Dudley, he almost gave me a heart attack.
Look at the size of that thing!
It's just an orange iguana.
Dudley hits his head on the statue's arm.
Dudley.
Wait a sec. Isn't that...
Dudley, you just found the first half of the pendant.
Whoa. Glad I didn't hit my head on that thing.
Its stone hand clutches the half pendant. They try to pry it away.
It's really stuck in there.
They yank the object from the stone hand. The trio jumps back as gold light illuminates the statue from its center.
What's happening?
That's this half of the pendant's power. Not enough to unlock the temple, but still, enough.
Enough to do what?
They look around the room as the stone statues come to life, consisting of Thak and the rogue guards.
Oh no, that must be Thak.
Freedom.
An evil smile forms on Thak's face. In the room of ancient warriors, the trio look on with frightened gazes. Sadie and the others dash away as more former statues hack at cobwebs to free themselves. Up ahead.
Watch out!
The trio dodge arrows.
Which way, right or left?
I don't know, let me check the map.
They stop in a tunnel as Sadie checks the map, with Thak and his men close behind.
Executive decision. Go right, go, go!
Sadie runs left.
Sadie'll be fine. Just go.
Dudley runs ahead. The men corner Sadie in the other tunnel.
Wait here, in case she circles back.
In the other tunnel.
We're never gonna find Sadie. There's hundreds of tunnels.
Hey, we'll find her, I promise. Let's just...
Enough!
No! Let go of me!
Mikey jumps onto Thak's head and attacks. As Sadie runs off, Thak drives his weapon into a nearby wall. He pulls it out and stares ahead furiously. Meanwhile, up ahead.
Dead end!
What is that thing?
Got hallucinating stones, that's what! Come on! Push it through! Faster!
With a frightened look, the boys push hard against the stone, which falls out on the other side, forming a hole. Dudley falls through the opening, while the warriors close in on Noah.
They got me! Pull me out!
I'll pull
me
out!
Dudley tries to pull his brother out through the hole. The warriors lose their grip, and Noah falls out. The boys run as the men try to crawl out. In the tunnels, Sadie comes to a stop. She pushes through cobwebs, then holds up and regards the half-pendant. A smile forms on her lips. She parts a tree-like barrier and arrives outside in a sun-dappled forest, then fixes her long, dark hair. Her brothers emerge from behind trees, then run over to her.
Sadie!
How did we lose you?
I didn't want that hurting you, so I ran into the other tunnel.
Why? So he and his temple guards would chase you instead of us?
She nods and smiles.
Actually, yeah. It works.
The boys smile. She holds out the half pendant.
Let's get going. Dak's not too far behind us.
Noah takes it, and they run through the lush forest.
Wait a minute. We're outside now. Can't we just leave the temple?
Yeah. Maybe that's what Olmec meant when he said walk with the animals in the clouds. That purple parrot's literally just flying away.
It disintegrates against the gold barrier.
Or not.
We have to put the pendant back together. There's no way out of here.
Yeah, and fast before those temple guards find us.
Okay, the map says we have to cross the moat.
This moat? Yeah, we can use this.
Now on a raft, Sadie rows. The boys pull along a rope.
Whoa, that's the biggest waterfall I've ever seen.
Bring them to me.
Oh, no. They're coming. Go, go, go!
The The men jump into the moats and chase after them.
They can swim!
One of them goes underwater.
Oh, never mind. They can't swim.
Two others pursue.
All right, just that one can swim.
Katie, watch out!
Barracudas. The moat, it's filled with them!
Now you tell us about the blue barracudas?
Sadie hits one of the men with a wooden oar, knocking them back into the water.
Next coming!
As Sadie rows, the boys pull along the rope. Something bobs in the water beneath, then moves to the side of the raft and bites the oar, which Sadie discards. She stands and grabs the rope, while Thack rides on a wooden raft behind them. Dudley falls and clings onto the raft. They reach the other side.
We did not come off the rope. Help!
Gripping the rope tightly, she jerks it up and down. The brothers join in, trying to shake Thack loose as he dangles above the water.
The plan's not working!
A blue barracuda leaps up and sinks its teeth into Thack. He tumbles into the water, thrashing as the current drags him toward a waterfall, then plunges over the edge.
Was that part of your plan?
Nope. Let's go.
At the temple entrance.
What do you mean you think our kids are trapped in the temple?
No, they're not totally trapped. Yet. If they're able to put the pendant of life back together, then they might be able to get out. It's only if they can't they're in real trouble.
Insane tour is this?
In the forest.
These shoes are sopping wet. Good thing you got these.
Come on, Dad. We have to keep moving.
Yeah, well, I can't walk anymore. I'm staying out here.
Never mind. I'll power through. Thank you.
Dudley runs ahead.
Hey. What's going on with you?
Oh, nothing.
Wait, come on.
Nothing's got you. You just snagged your shirt on something.
Dudley, wait.
A torn piece of Dudley's shirt remains on the branch. They arrive at a door.
Oh, come on. How do we get inside?
Some rooms have a key that opens the door. Others have a lever. Or a button.
She slams her hand on a button on the stone pedestal, and a door creaks open behind them. Dudley waits at the entrance for his brother. Then the trio step inside and turn on their flashlights. Their flashlight beams move around the dark space. A statue stands at one end.
What is this place?
I don't know.
They proceed slowly, then a flashlight illuminates snakes on a wall. Wearing a headlamp, Noah stares up at the statue wide-eyed.
Just figured out where we are. Medusa's lair.
Their lights illuminate white, slithering snakes. Sadie protectively holds her youngest brother back.
You know how to get out of here, Noah.
I do, but you're not gonna like it. See those holes in Medusa's head? We have to put the snakes in them.
And how exactly are we supposed to do that?
A snake coils around Noah, dragging him down. His headlamp and Sadie's flashlight tumble to the floor.
Noah? Sadie?
Noah pries a snake off himself, then carries it to the statue and puts it into an empty slot. Sadie struggles as she holds back a snake. She brings it over to the statue and releases it into another slot on its head. Noah and Sadie struggle with two more snakes. The snake heads glow gold as they retract into the statue. Sadie rejoins the boys.
That's all, right?
Let's make sure. Let's turn on the lanterns. And check the floor.
Fires glow around the room.
Okay, there's one more hole. Where's the last snake?
On the wall, it looms behind Dudley. He slowly turns as it lowers its head. Dudley runs back as the snake's jaws open. Two shadows cast on a wall behind him as Noah and his sister struggle with the snake. They guide it into the statue. Noah low-fives her and they approach the statue. The snake's mouth slowly opens to reveal a key inside. Sadie carefully retrieves it and exchanges a glance with Noah. Together, the trio make their way to a door. Sadie inserts the key, unlocking and pushing it open.
That's okay. This is safety. Sweet snake-free safety. Where are we now?
Silver body parts lie on the floor.
The shrine of the silver monkey.
He smiles, then picks up one of the three pieces of the shrine.
We just have to put these pieces together. That's it?
Yep.
Dudley takes another.
What's the catch? More snakes?
No.
Poison darts? Dreaded temple guards? Quicksand?
No. It's just these three pieces.
Noah raises an eyebrow.
Seriously, don't be so cynical.
Not everything has to be some crazy perilous death trap.
Okay, let's make it quick. So we have to get out of here.
Yeah, we'll be quick.
Okay,
I'll put down the bottom.
And I'll put the middle piece on it.
And I'll put the top piece on top, completing the monkey and allowing us to pass through this room.
The monkey looks disfigured.
Huh, that doesn't make any...
How did we mess that up?
Oh, I see what we did.
We just got out of
this room. This room.
Okay. I got this on. Putting it down
there. And...
Wait a minute. How do we keep messing this up?
They try again.
Okay. Are you kidding me? How long is this gonna take?
Gold words appear. 4 hours later, Mikey joins them at the shrine.
No, we already tried that.
Stop yelling at me.
Oh, really? Well, if it's so easy, why don't you do it?
It pats its chest.
It's 3 a.m. We're not thinking straight. Maybe we should just shut our eyes for a sec to recharge. No, we have to keep going. We have to get out of here.
The trio sit, while Mikey sits on a tree branch above.
I miss Mom and Dad.
Sadie sits with Dudley and lowers her head. Noah rests against the wall across. Sadie lifts her head and turns to Dudley.
Oh. Well, if it makes you feel any better.
She rubs his back.
You're not alone.
She nods, puts an arm around him, and pulls him close.
I do too.
Me three.
Dudley rests his head on Sadie's shoulder.
It's like I can still hear them, even though they're not here.
Nighttime, police vehicles arrive outside the temple. The parents stand together as the cars pull up behind them.
Sadie! Noah! Dudley!
We love you! Kids, Mom and Dad are here! Shout if you can hear us!
Sergeant? Any updates?
Yes, ma'am. Somebody found this phone in a restricted area.
Oh, no. That's our daughter Sadie's.
Okay, don't you worry, ma'am. We set up a perimeter and have a crew en route with jackhammers. We're gonna get inside that temple. Get your kids out before you know it.
Or maybe not. That's not gonna work. This temple is protected by a powerful golden force field.
The sergeant wears an amused expression.
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm the guide, Kirk Fogg.
Oh, the guide. Okay, Mr. Fogg. I'm gonna need you to step back and let me do my job.
He turns and leaves. Kirk steps away and the parents embrace. Later, Sadie and Dudley lie asleep on the stone floor, while Noah works at the shrine.
Come on, Noah. Figure this out. You have to fix this. You have to. Noah? Oh, hey. I didn't mean to wake you.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Getting nowhere. I should be able to fix this. Don't beat yourself up, okay? Just try to get some sleep. And start up again refreshed in a couple hours, okay? No! I was so busy trying to prove that the legend was real that I trapped us here. This is all my fault.
Hey. Hey, look. It's okay.
Don't coddle me. I'm not a little kid, okay?
They said.
Okay, look. I'm not coddling you, okay? The truth is, in many ways...
He crosses his arms.
This is totally your fault. I mean, you left the tour area, you ran down the steps of knowledge when I told you not to. But you know what? I believe you now.
She nods and smiles.
You were right. Obviously, you were right. We're in this together. And we're gonna get out of this together.
Sadie rises and makes her way back to the pedestal, where she takes off the head.
I know I act like you're the most annoying person in the world.
She looks to Noah.
But you're not. Okay, maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
Like when I speak about the legends of the hidden temple.
Wow. Yes, definitely perfect example. Please do not ever do that again.
He places down the middle piece while she reapplies the headpiece.
Mostly it's your mom and dad's favorite, and I get jealous.
You're kidding, right? You've always been your favorite.
Me?
Yeah, isn't it obvious? Sadie the sitter, queen of dependability and responsibility.
Mom and Dad don't really give me a choice. I mean, meanwhile, you get to do whatever you want. You wanna tour the ancient temple ruins? Bam! Here we are. And Sadie the sitter will obediently supervise.
Yeah, because they know they can count on you. They actually believe in you. Like me.
They sit.
Oh, come on. They believe in you.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's why they made only me for the safety tote, right?
At least they don't make you be a human safety tote all the time.
You're not the only one who wants to leave before you look, you know.
She turns away.
You're the favorite. Mom and Dad's own little Zuma.
No way. You're so Zuma.
No, you are.
You're Zuma and you know it. Come on.
Come on, I can even prove it to you. You are Zuma.
Let's be real. Come on.
Anything,
you guys are both my Zumas as far as I'm concerned.
What? You guys woke me up.
I didn't want to interrupt.
I see.
They turn to Dudley.
You know, now that I think about it, Dudley just might be our own little fact.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They approach and tickle their little brother.
Wait, butt! No!
No butts, you are getting tickled!
No, what I meant was the butt.
It's backwards. It should be like this.
Dudley lifts and rotates the middle piece. He reapplies the head and a door opens.
Believe it, he slept right through my big moment.
He looks over at Mikey, who's fast asleep, then follows the others out.
Okay, watch your step.
Oh, God.
They stop at the entrance of another room.
The treasure room. Look, everything's gold. We made it.
Clouds swirl at the center, lit by lightning.
There's Galileo's cannonball.
An
The other half of the pendant, it's right there.
Sweet! Wait!
Noah pulls an apple from his pack and tosses it. The others watch as it disappears through the cloud-like floor between dark stone platforms.
Okay then. So it's an endless vault.
Lightning strikes, leaving a scorched apple smoldering at their feet.
What? Guess nobody better fall in.
Wait, Dudley, don't.
Don't what? Dudley!
Dudley wobbles on a stone platform, nearly losing his footing. As he jumps to the next, lightning strikes the platform he just left.
Don't move!
Sadie clutches her brother, both balanced on the same platform. Outside, Thack inspects a piece of fabric from Dudley's shirt. At the temple's entrance, the parents approach the sergeant.
What's taking so long? They've been at this for hours.
I know. Please do.
An officer approaches.
I've never seen anything like it. The jackhammers, they keep breaking. It's like the walls are protected.
Protected? Wait a minute. Isn't that what that Kurt guy said?
The guy is a crackpot. Ignore him. And clearly you are mistaken, Alvaro. The walls are not protected.
Let me show you.
The men return to the other officers.
Judge.
One attempts to use a jackhammer, but a glowing golden shield blocks it. Kirk steps up next to the mother.
I told you we can't get in.
In the treasure room.
Okay, there has to be a series of correct combinations of stones that don't sink. It's just, which ones are they? Noah, can you read these glyphs?
Yeah, most of them, I think.
You think? Don't give me that, you have to. Okay, because maybe, just maybe these glyphs will give us a way out of this.
Kak, that's the glyph that means fire. June, that means book. And the stone you're on, Pilon. Pilon means jaguar.
It's on the iguana.
Wait, you said jaguar, right? That's the second animal.
Yeah, think it means something?
I think Olmec was being very specific when he said, what was it that?
Oh, walk with the animals in the clouds.
The animal glyph stones are safe.
The animal glyph stones are safe.
Yes, the animal glyph stones are safe.
Lightning strikes around the two siblings.
That's the plan. Okay, time to walk with the animals in the clouds.
Yeah, just a cloud walk fast, please.
Throne.
Yes, Noah, you got this.
So, throne. Bats. Monkey.
Okay, it's working. Ewol.
No idea.
Quetzal. That means parrot.
Yes, Noah, you're doing a great job.
Bits. Barracuda.
An ant means turtle.
Back is heron.
Insect is yellow frog. Yes.
I mean, I did it.
Yes. Okay, quick, Noah. Are any of these stones around us animals?
Go right. Ruan, right there. Right out.
Yes, that right stone.
Of course. Silly me. Next, please.
I'm looking.
Look faster.
There it is. Zach means yellow frog.
We'll never make it from here.
Hold on. We need to get to a sinking stone, then jump off it onto the yellow frog stone.
What?
Yes, it's okay. We can do this. Ready? Go.
They jump onto a sinking stone, then to a safe one. Noah leads the trio down the steps and grabs the other half.
We got the other half!
The statue cracks, glowing gold from within.
We gotta cross this thing again?
Please tell me I'm the only one that heard that.
At the top of the stairs, the trio slowly turn. Below, stone fragments crumble, revealing Zuma. He looks up at them as Noah steps forward.
Zuma, I presume.
Sergeant, the jackhammering clearly isn't working.
I know, which is why I have decided to bring in the big guns. Allow me to introduce to you Chet Newman. He will be overseeing our new excavation strategy.
New excavation strategy?
He removes sunglasses.
Chet Newman, bomb expert. Put her there. All right, let's get down to business. Excuse me, here you go.
Chet puts down the bag with wires sticking out.
Gonna save your tots.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
Hold on. Wait, no. Wait. Your plan is to blow up the temple? Our kids are in there.
I'm not going to blow up the whole thing, but that's adorable. Okay? What I'm going to do is control the blast, all right? I don't want you to worry about your kids. They're in good hands. Mine.
He holds them up.
No.
Whoa.
No, no, no.
Sergeant, no. I really don't think
you
that
gotta
this is
You got to give them more time. All they need is more time.
Okay, move them back. We have work to do. Great speech, Ed.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy. That's a big, big door.
You can't do that. Sarge. It's going to be
okay. In Medusa's lair, Thak breaks off a piece of the statue. In the treasure room, Noah holds up two halves of the pendant.
So that's why we're here. To put the pendant of life back together once and for all.
And Thak?
An arrow hits Zuma's neck.
No!
Thak enters. Zuma turns, then collapses. Bending down, Noah places the two halves in his pack, which sits on the floor, and pulls out a Tor replica. He heads for the gap.
Hey, Thak! How far down does this storm go?
He holds the replica over the pit.
Let's see, we find out.
Chet arms the bomb.
You're out! We're almost set!
No, please. No, don't do this.
No. There's nothing to worry about. As long as your kids are not near those doors, they'll be fine.
Wait, but what if they are?
If they are, that's not good. Really, really not good.
In the treasure room.
Give it to me. Now.
Not until you let us go.
Thak seizes Sadie holding her near the edge with one foot dangling over. Sadie looks back up at the others, lips parted, then to the stone platforms which float above the clouds below. She looks back to Noah, who holds the replica over the cloudy abyss.
Noah, don't give it to him. If you give him the pendant, it's all over. But Sadie...
Noah, for once in your life, please listen to me!
Noah glances down.
Sadie the sitter?
She smiles, then shakes her head.
Sadie, your sister.
Nearby, Dudley frowns. Sadie nods to Noah.
Okay.
Noah thrusts the replica back over the pit.
Wait, no! I can't do it. I can't let him hurt you. Here.
He holds it out to Thak.
Take him.
Thak snatches it and roughly pulls Sadie away from the edge. She rejoins the others as he inspects the two replica halves in his hands. He presses them together, but nothing happens. Thak tries several more times. Noah and Sadie exchange a glance before Noah crouches. Thak pulls the pieces apart, inspecting them, then glances at his blackened palms.
Oops! Wrong pendant!
Bear spray?
Noah sprays Thak in the face. Noah heads to his pack and pulls out the real pendant halves.
Put the halves together, unlock the temple, and get it to Olmec, okay?
Gold light blasts from the pendant, knocking the men down, outside the temple.
3 minutes and counting!
Right behind the door, please stop!
In a montage, Noah dons safety gear and a hard hat.
3 minutes? Here goes nothing.
Go, Noah, go!
Noah runs out of the room while the guards hold the others back. Mikey stomps on a guard's foot and knocks down another with a bamboo post. Thak and his men chase Noah down the stairs. A thrown dagger narrowly misses him, embedding in a rock wall. A hand quickly yanks it out before resuming the pursuit. Zuma battles a guard, while Mikey leaps onto another's back and yanks them back by the hair. Noah dashes down a tunnel and passes through Medusa's lair. Zuma struggles with the guard. Sadie grabs a jar and smashes it against the guard's head.
Thank you.
2 minutes.
Outside, Thak chases Noah through the forest. In the treasure room, Sadie shields Dudley as Zuma ducks to evade a guard's spear swing. Thak clambers along the rope stretched across the moat. Outside, a timer counts down from 1 minute and 30 seconds, while back inside, Noah runs and dodges an arrow. The fight continues in the treasure room. Zuma seizes a guard by the shoulder and hurls him over the edge, sending him plummeting through the storm clouds below. As Noah races through the tunnel, a wooden spear slams into the ground before him.
This is not a game, boy. Give me the pendant. Now!
Thak turns to see two ropes on the wall. Noah glances back at the spear. Outside.
1 minute!
You were right, Dad.
He dons the pendant, then crouches low and eyes the spear.
Always look before you leap.
Using the spear as a springboard, he vaults over Thak, grabbing onto one of the ropes above. He climbs up, grabs another rope, and swings across the jaguar cage as Thak clings to his leg. Reaching the other side, Noah grips a rope and pulls out a pocket knife.
Safety first!
Noah slices through Thak's end of the rope, sending him crashing to the ground below, where the jaguar prowls toward him. Noah glances back, then runs off, outside.
T-minus 20 seconds.
Noah enters Olmec's room and runs over to his massive stone face.
Olmec!
He places the Pendant of Life into the circular slot. Golden light surges upward as the bomb detonates, the force field absorbing the explosion.
They did it.
Did what?
Saved an entire civilization.
Outside, Kirk and the others stare ahead. Meanwhile, Zuma, Dudley, and Sadie race down a tunnel as golden light illuminates the walls. The glow sweeps over Medusa and other statues, bringing them to life as the trio enters Olmec's room. Siblings dash down the steps of knowledge and hurry to Noah, who takes off his hard hat.
Yay! Did it!
No, guys, we did it. Together as a team.
You hear that, Olmec? Here.
Olmec remains a statue.
But Olmec.
Zuma turns in Olmec's direction.
Olmec, why are you still...
When I turned my people to stone, I made the ultimate sacrifice. This is who I am now. The eternal guardian of the hidden temple.
That's not fair. After all of this, you should be free.
This is the way it has to be, Noah.
The Pendant of Life has its own destiny. And now it belongs to the one true king, my son, Zuma.
Father.
At long last, you shall be king. The Pendant of Life shall be put upon you by he that put it upon me, Noah.
Kneeling, he looks to Noah, who steps to Olmec and retrieves the pendant. Approaching Zuma, Noah places it around his neck as Zuma bows his head. He lifts his gaze and rises to his feet, the pendant glowing brightly against his chest. Sadie and Dudley stand nearby, watching as Zuma's subjects kneel before him. Noah faces Zuma standing directly in front of him before he and his siblings also kneel.
Rise, everybody. Thank you for saving my people. You will always be welcome here. This temple will always be home to you.
Thank you, King Zuma.
But...
we got another home to get back to.
Very well. Goodbye, then. For now.
Nearby, Olmec's eyes glow red, and the front door of the temple slowly opens. Outside, the the others watch as the door opens. Noah, Dudley, and Sadie start to leave.
Mikey, you coming or not?
The green monkey nods and joins them. Then they leave the temple. The siblings run to hug their parents.
Oh, I'm so worried. Oh. Is everybody okay?
Yes.
We were so worried. What were you thinking, scaring us like that?
Yes, what were you thinking? Why did you go in there? And why do you have a green monkey?
That's Mikey. You'll love him.
Noah, where's your safety toad?
I don't need it anymore. Oh, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to.
Sorry for what? You were right. The legend is real.
Yeah, Dad. And just so you know, Noah can take care of himself just fine now. Trust me.
Well, Sadie took care of us all.
She was like an action hero back there. You should have seen her.
I agree. Mikey does too. He also says my leadership and quick thinking played a huge role.
Hmm.
What? He did.
Noah turns away from the group as Kirk approaches the temple. They exchange a nod and a smile before Noah flashes the peace sign. Kirk steps inside. The door slowly closes behind him. Noah rejoins the others. Chet approaches the family.
Hey guys, I want to take this opportunity to apologize for the whole almost blowing up your kids deal. No hard feelings, huh? All right, I tell you what, nobody goes home empty-handed. How'd you kids like to go to space camp? Our brother Doug runs a joint.
A flyer.
Do it.
Sadie takes it.
Sure. Sounds adventurous.
Yeah.
It's my gift to you. Be good. Enjoy it.
Thanks.
Sadie turns to the family.
So, I was thinking, seeing as I took care of Dudley and Noah under extra extreme circumstances, I was thinking maybe I deserve just like a tiny reward.
I agree. We can't take all of our hard work for granted.
Agreed. What were you thinking, Sadie?
I pick next year's vacation.
Okay, deal. Where do you want to go?
Here.
Here? You want to come back here?
Yeah. I mean, there are still lots of rooms and legends in the Hidden Temple to explore, right?
Can't wait.
Me neither.
Definitely.
Next year, let's talk about it.
Noah stares back at the temple, then joins his family.
So my brother was right. The legend was real. Someone just needed to choose to find it. The choice was ours. Ours together.
In the temple.
Treasure room was unbelievable.
Whoa.
Excited, Kirk explores and sees the silver monkey shrine.
This. Oh, no. Is this the silver monkey shrine?
He bumps into it and knocks it over.
Monkey.
It was?
I'm sorry. I've got it. I'll put the bottom piece here.
Okay, I will take the middle piece.
Okay, that's good. I'll do
this here.
And then, okay, easy. Perfect. That's not right.
No. Okay.
Start again. You put
the view travels up to reveal Olmec's stone face. He yawns.
That's not right, is it?
Fade to black. Credits. Audio description by Audio Vault. Written and voiced by Kyle Warwick Matthew. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animals were harmed. Legends of the Hidden Temple and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International, Inc. Copyright 2016. Viacom International Inc., all rights reserved. Logos: Pacific Bay Entertainment, Nickelodeon Productions.